Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Well, it seems like Hunter has become the hunted. Hunter Biden is now under federal investigation for tax fraud, money laundering, and a host of other crimes. It was a long time coming since his criminal father, then Vice President Joe Biden, actually extorted the Ukrainian government in the famous taped quid pro quo statement to stop a criminal investigation into a company named Burisma, where Hunter was associated and received incredibly large sums of money for absolutely nothing and no experience. The so-called president-elect, Joe Biden's son, revealed Wednesday himself that he's under federal investigation for tax fraud, with a report saying the Justice Department is examining his overseas business dealings as well. The probe also reportedly involves the infamous laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden, the existence of which was first reported by the Post, and which contains actual communications and actual documents and emails detailing some of his business dealings in China and Ukraine, along with that of his father Joe Biden and his brother. The probe began in 2018, and investigators are looking into whether Hunter and his business associates not only violated various tax, but serious money laundering laws, which will for sure uncover more crimes and even possibly up to treason. The probe is focused on Hunter's business dealings in China and other countries that involves transactions with people who pose absolute counterintelligence concerns. He was selling his father's name, influence peddling. Investigation was put on hold, though, during the run-up to the November election due to Justice Department guidelines that prohibit activity that could influence a political race. But since it's resumed and is entering a new phase with the FBI and IRS issuing subpoenas and seeking interviews, things will change. Fox News reported that the probe includes examining the Hunter Biden laptop exposed by the Post, citing two sources familiar with the investigation. The probe is before a grand jury now and involves so-called suspicious activity reports from banks around the world, different countries, flagging transfers of funds from China and other nations. In September, Republican senators released a report on Hunter Biden's business affairs that said he and his family were involved, which means Joe Biden and Jim Biden, in a vast financial network that connected them to foreign nationals and foreign governments across the globe. It wasn't just China. Some of those ties raised criminal, financial, counterintelligence, and extortion concerns, the report said. Wednesday's surprise disclosure of the federal probe came exactly 1 year after FBI agents seized the laptop from a Delaware computer shop whose owner claims it was left there by Hunter Biden and never retrieved. They have proof, they have signed receipts. There's an $85 or something bill and the idiot Hunter never went back and paid for it. Typical Biden. In October, the Post exclusively revealed that a copy of the computer's hard drive contained a 2015 email that showed Hunter Biden introduced his father, Joe Biden, who was then Vice President of the United States, to a top executive of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company where he was a board member, earning a reported $83,000 or more a month for no experience and doing nothing, except using the name of his father, Biden. Yes, less than a year later, the elder Joe Biden pressured officials in Ukraine into firing a top prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, which his son was part of. Joe Biden has said he used a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee as leverage to get prosecutor Viktor Shokin canned because of corruption concerns shared by the European Union, which was a lie. It was to protect his son Hunter. It's on tape, and it's been shown over and over again. Joe Biden did. Other emails show Hunter pursued lucrative business deals involving China's largest private energy company, including one that he described as interesting for me and my family, the Communist Party-controlled companies. A related email from 2017, after Joe Biden left the White House, detailed a provisional agreement to divide ownership in a new company included a 10% share held by H, who's Hunter, for the big guy, who's Joe. Participant in that deal, Tony Bobulinski, later confirmed that H stood for Hunter and his dad was the big guy. We have proof. Who else would it have been? During the second and final presidential debate in October, Joe Biden declared, "I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life." He lied. He took it directly, and he took it through his son, and he took it through his businesses, and he took it through his brother. In addition to the emails and related business documents, the laptop contained numerous sexually explicit images, including a 12-minute video that appears to show Hunter, who's acknowledged repeated struggles with drug and alcohol addiction, smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with an unidentified woman. Federal investigators probing Hunter and Biden's taxes have also been asking questions about Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, and his involvement in a bankrupt hospital business, amid calls that a special counsel be named to probe both, according to a new report. According to a Politico report, federal authorities in the Western District of Pennsylvania are also conducting a criminal investigation into the hospital business, AmeriCorps Health, and have been asking questions about James Biden's role in the company, which would include Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, two sources familiar with the investigation, we were told. Two hospitals operated by AmeriCorps were raided by FBI agents earlier this year over allegations of gross financial mismanagement and complaints that it was not running hospitals in a manner that is consistent with public safety and welfare, one suit read. It was a sham, a front, phony. James Biden has been described as a partner or principal, that's Joe Biden's brother, in the organization, but has disputed that account in litigation. In a Politico report from September, several sources claim that Joe Biden's younger brother transferred money from AmeriCorps to himself in the form of personal loans. That's fraud. That's money laundering. That's extortion. A 2.8-carat, $80,000 diamond was given to Hunter Biden by a since-disappeared and vanished Chinese energy tycoon. It's also said to be part of the ongoing tax fraud probe. Another report on Thursday said, "Diamonds are notoriously given to drug dealers or bought by drug dealers to launder money because they're hard to trace or impossible to trace. You can easily move from country to country and resold and therefore launder money." And Biden did the same. In addition to Delaware, the securities fraud unit in the Southern District of New York, this is getting crazy. It's all over the country, all over the world, also scrutinized Hunter Biden's finances. They can't all be wrong, according to the person with direct knowledge of the investigation. The person said that as of early last year, investigators in Delaware and Washington were also probing potential money laundering in Hunter Biden's fine ties. It's everywhere. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. The Biden-Harris transition, which had previously denied any awareness of federal probes into Hunter Biden's business dealings, struck a defensive note in a statement accompanying Hunter's. Joe Biden says he is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the various personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger, the transition team said in a statement. So Joe Biden is proud of his son being a cocaine addict, a crack addict, a sexual addict, a thief, a criminal, treasonous, and dealing in criminal activities with his father and his father's brother. That's not something any family should be proud of, especially an ex-vice president of the United States. Earlier, Joe Biden swore that his son and relatives have no conflicts of interest. Why was he flying on Air Force Two when Joe Biden was vice president to China and coming back with billion-dollar deals? He said, "My son, my family will not be involved in any business, any enterprise that is in conflict with or appears to be in conflict with appropriate distance from the presidency and the government," he said. Joe Biden also lied when he said he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings and that he never even spoke about them. It's kind of hard to believe when they made trips on Air Force Two, back and forth to China. You wonder where Hunter Biden got all his money. Joe Biden got all his money. Joe Biden had no money while he was vice president. As soon as he left office, he was buying houses, four or five of them, all around the country, the world, spending money like crazy, and became a millionaire. How did that happen? He has no business. He has nothing. His wife has nothing. But they have the name, and they have the son, Hunter. But the existence of probes involving the president's elect son in the business with ties to his brother show beyond any shadow of a doubt Joe Biden lied over and over again, and this now presents a new set of challenges for the incoming administration. Let us not forget that in recent years, Hunter Biden has served on the board of the Ukrainian energy company we mentioned, Burisma, whose founder also faced allegations of corruption, and did legal work for a Romanian businessman also accused of corruption and fraud. Hunter Biden has also pursued deals with Chinese oil magnates and Patrick Ho. In 2018, Patrick Ho was convicted in the Southern District of New York, no surprise, of violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act over his attempts to bribe government officials in Chad and Uganda, and without a doubt in the United States. Another business partner of Hunter Biden's, Devin Archer, was also convicted in 2018. It's amazing how Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden stay out of being convicted, but they will be. In the Southern District of New York on unrelated fraud charges, bank records showing foreign payments to Hunter Biden surfaced as a part of that case. He should have been convicted, at least investigated and arrested, and tried. An ex-business partner of Hunter Biden in a news conference organized by the Trump campaign alleged that former Vice President Joe Biden was part of discussions around his son's efforts to form an investment venture with a Chinese oil company. That's fraud. That's criminal activity. Joe Biden was vice president. He was part of discussions around a joint investment venture with China, which means he lied again, and was engaged in criminal activity along with Hunter. The Biden campaign, of course, lied and denied Joe Biden had any involvement in the venture or stood to gain by it. In a statement to reporters, Anthony Bobulinski also said that in 2017, Hunter Biden consulted with his father about a planned venture with Chinese oil company, CEFC, China Energy Co., to invest in the U.S. and elsewhere. Mr. Bobulinski was also a partner in that venture. So Joe Biden lied again, and he was involved. Bobulinski also had meetings with Hunter and Joe Biden together, all at the same time regarding these business dealings, and he said that Joe Biden was very involved indeed. Of course he was. Couldn't be done without Joe Biden as vice president or the name Joe Biden. And probably Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. The New York Post cited an email from Hunter Biden in August 2017 indicating he was receiving a $10 million annual fee from a Chinese billionaire for introductions alone, though it is unclear who was involved in the alleged introductions. Come on. Unclear, says the fake news mainstream media, but we know who it was. Who else was they were going to introduce him to? Hunter Biden didn't know anybody except his father, Joe Biden, that had any power or authority. Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Couldn't have been done without Obama's knowledge. Another email, which Fox News said it had confirmed, reportedly refers to a deal pursued by Hunter involving China's largest private energy firm. It is said to include a cryptic mention of 10 held by H for the big guy. Again, 10 million or 10% held by H, who's Hunter Biden, for the big guy, who's Joe Biden. Fox News cited unnamed sources as saying the big guy in the purported email was a reference to Joe Biden. Couldn't be anybody else but. Tony Bobulinski also told Fox News that, contrary to Joe Biden's statements, they had nothing to do with his son's business affair. Hunter frequently referenced asking him for a sign-off or advice on various potential deals in China. So Joe Biden was actually actively involved in deals in China, giving advice and approval. Joe Biden outright lied once again, which is no surprise, he's a pathological liar. Mr. Bobulinski, a U.S. Navy veteran, separately told Fox News, Tucker Carlson, that he met on two occasions with Joe Biden. He actually met personally with Joe Biden when he was partner to discuss business deals with China. The first time in May 2017, when the former vice president was a private citizen. He claims he asked Joe Biden's brother, James, this is good, whether the family was concerned about possible scrutiny of the former vice president's involvement in a potential business deal with a China entity. Bobby Linsky said, how can you get away with it? How can you do this so blatantly and out in the open? Mr. Bobby Linsky told Fox News that James Biden simply replied with a smile, plausible deniability. Of course, it had the Biden name and the Obama name. Get away with almost everything. John Hempton, an Australian and a former Platinum Asset Management banking analyst turned financial blogger living in Bronte, would at first glance appear an unlikely candidate to cover a financial scandal linking U.S. Ponzi schemes to the offices of a hedge fund owned by the son and brother of the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. So a hedge fund that was doing Ponzi schemes was owned by the son and brother of the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, which means was owned by Hunter Biden and James Biden. Do you know what a Ponzi scheme is? It's when they take money from someone and promise extremely high returns. And then they use that person's money to pay back the returns because there are no investments. Then they get more people. And they use that money to pay the people before them and the money for new money to pay their old money. And eventually they're going to run out of money. So what they do is they just take the money and run, disappear. And hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions or even billions in one case in history just were ripped, stolen from innocent people. But Hempton, self-described as a political left-winger who took joy in attending the victory party from Maxine McHugh after she unseated the former Prime Minister John Howard at the 2007 election, has become a blogosphere star after his detailed investigation into the New York hedge fund of funds, Paradigm Global. Bored and having left Platinum, he launched his blog, Bronte Capital, last May. While in funds management, Hempton had recommended short selling major financial stocks, but like many who had the same good idea, he was too early and the costly positions were pulled before the onset of the global financial crisis. With his online musings, Hempton started by examining the balance sheets of troubled banks like the Royal Bank of Scotland, and then dissecting the economic situation in Eastern Europe by analyzing the price of prostitutes, gathering about 6,000 global subscribers along the way, almost all of them outside Australia. Later, he began investigating a U.S. hedge fund salesman with a history of marketing what he politely deems scuzzy product, accusing Ponte Negra, an alleged Ponzi scheme, accused of fraud by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. To Hempton's great surprise, he found the salesman, Jeff Schneider, also works for Paragon, which is, again, owned by the vice president's son, Hunter Biden, and the vice president's, ex-vice president, I should say, brother, James Biden, and operated from the 17th floor of 650 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Guess what? An office tower with a colorful past, which has housed the disgraced Ivan Boesky and Glencore founder Mark Rich. No surprise. Ponte Negra shared an office phone number and common marketer Schneider with Paradigm. I found it by accident, Hampton says. He said, I just couldn't believe it. I was so shocked I fell out of my chair. And he should be. As he would soon discover through more research, this was not the first time Paragon's name had been linked to the senior side of finance. Before the Bidens took ownership, it was associated with a Canadian fund that was later to be a Ponzi scheme as well. And the Bidens knew that. And after the Bidens took over, knowing that it was involved in Ponzi schemes, it launched a joint venture with the cricket-loving Texas billionaire Alan Stanford's outfit, called the Paragon Stanford Core Alternatives Fund. Hempton is at pains both online and in conversation to say he is not alleging the Bidens are crooks. He is alleging the Bidens are crooks. So in effect, he is saying they are crooks. They truly are. though he says their due diligence before buying the fund and his oversight of staff afterwards was sloppy. That's an understatement. But he says there is no question that they housed within their doors a Ponzi scam, a fraud. Joe Biden's influence peddling enabled his son, his brother, himself, as well as many others to extremely profit from the vice president's influence before, during, and after he was vice president. And now he could be president of the United States. Can you imagine the enormous magnitude of the fraud and thievery that's going to go on? All these investigations and revelations regarding alleged sleazy business dealings by Hunter Biden, son of Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden, should have come out months ago, or were kept secret to influence the election in Biden's favor. And of course, the mainstream fake news media has kept quiet. If Biden becomes president, all this will surely disappear, and another crime, and possibly treason, maybe the crime of the century, by the Biden crime family, will again go unpunished. And the worst thieves in the history of politics will run the country. So what can we do to prevent this? We can call our congresspersons, our senators, start petitions, do whatever we can legally to prevent this, get it on the news, talk about it. We must not allow these extremely serious and blatant crimes to go unpunished, and a criminal like Hunter Biden, along with his father, Joe Biden, and James Biden, while they're in the White House,